Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. We will be starting today's reading on verse 17 and ending this chapter on verse 32. In this devotional series, we will be going over the letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 17, with the Lord's authority I say this: live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes, put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. If you are a thief, quit stealing. Instead, use your hands for good hard work, and then give generously to others in need. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Once again, that was Ephesians chapter 4 verses 17 through 32 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of text we just read a little more in depth. Everyone is invited to the love of Jesus, and everyone is challenged to change. Earlier in this letter, Paul wrote how Jesus tore down the wall between Jews and Gentiles. This didn't mean that the sinful parts of the Gentile lifestyle, including lies, lust, and impurity, are what God wants. Our world confuses love and appearance. Love does not accept everything in the loved one. True love always works for the best in the other, even when it includes conflict. Love is active and strong. It does not passively accept everything in others but works for what is good. Who are the people you love enough to challenge? God wants a good life for every person. In Christ we have the motivation and power to throw off our destructive habits and live out the good life God has for us. Through the death and resurrection of Christ, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, transforming our thoughts and attitudes. We can respond to God's love and want to change, getting rid of lying, gossip, anger, bitterness, stealing, and laziness. These are selfish actions we think will make us happy, but they only leave us empty and hollow out our souls. The Spirit fills us and leads us to true life. Here's a thought to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What are the old habits that God wants you to throw off? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.